In January, Alaska and 25 other states scored a victory in federal district court in a case challenging the health care reform law. The states had urged the court to strike down the individual mandate provisions of the act requiring that Americans buy health insurance or face a penalty. Then in Florida, federal judge Roger Vinson ruled the entire act unconstitutional because the individual mandate portion cannot be separated out from the act itself. The Obama administration has said it will appeal the Florida decision, saying that Judge Vinson did not issue an injunction to stop the law from going into effect. Governor Sean Parnell has joined with other Republican governors in seeking to get lawsuits about the health care bill to the Supreme Court as soon as possible. He and 28 other governors are asking President Obama to direct the Justice Department in supporting an expedited appellate process. Earlier, Parnell had asked the federal government to temporarily suspend the health care bill until the Supreme Court hands down a decision. As early as last year, Parnell had decided not to apply one provision of federal health care to state public employee retiree health plans. That would be the provision that allows adult children to stay on a policyholder's coverage until the age of 26. But some are critical of that stance. AARP's Ann Seacrest says the executive decision made by Parnell will hurt dependents of retired teachers and municipal and state workers.
Our concern, of course, is anytime someone of any age does not have health care coverage, the only recourse they have if there's a problem is they go to the emergency room, which is the most expensive form of health care.
Some 35,000 retired state and municipal employees could be affected, although it is not known how many of them have children in the age range.
What we don't know is how many current employees and teachers have had to make the difficult decision to postpone retirement plans now based on the governor's decision.
Although the new health care law requires most insurance plans to extend coverage for policyholders' dependent children up to age 26, in July, Parnell said that public plans were exempt and that only current state employees would get the benefit for their 26-year-old children. Seacrest points out that the legal grounding Parnell used to justify his move is not in step with the times.
The governor's decision goes back to a federal law, actually, from the 1990s, that if an employer has a distinctive insurance program for retirees that is separate from a program that's offered to active employees, then the employer, in this case, it's the state of Alaska, does not have to follow the new rules. And it's that caveat that the governor made his executive decision on.
Seacrest says many retirees are protesting Parnell's move and contacting legislators to voice their opinions. She says the costs of covering the dependents now excluded from state retiree health insurance is minimum. According to Seacrest, the other states that are suing the federal government over the health care law are, for the most part, not excluding state retirees from the provision. Repeated calls to the State Department of Administration for comment were not returned. I'm Ellen Lockyer.